Date this visit to 24th of January, 2013. Patient's name is Stein. First name is Robert. Please CC one copy to Dr. Gary Furness. Purpose of dictation, initial renal consultation. There, Gary, thank you very much for allowing me to see your patient, Mr. Stein. In renal consultation, as you're aware, he's a 62-year-old hypertensive gentleman for the past 12 years who recently was noted to have increasing blood pressure on a combination of lisinopril, amlodipine, and hydrochlorothiazide, which has necessitated a conversion to tribenzor at equivalent doses, which apparently has improved his blood pressure with the simultaneous addition of atenolol, period. Despite this, there has been a slight increase in the patient's serum creatinine, which necessitated this consultation, period. Past medical history includes a 12-year history of hypertension. The patient is status post the right inguinal hernia repair. Social history, the patient is currently married, has two stepchildren, is employed as the manager of the FedEx office, does not smoke, drink, or use illicit drugs. Family history is significant for hypertension on the maternal side, and a father that died of premature heart disease at age 49. Current medications. Current medications at this time include furosemide, 20 milligrams POQ day, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents POQ day, simvastatin, 40 milligrams POQ day, atenolol, 100 milligrams POQ day, tribenzor, which is a combination drug including lisinopril, which includes olmesartan, 40 milligrams POQ day, 5 milligrams of amlodipine POQ day, and 25 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide a day. Patient is also taking Cialis, 5 milligrams POQ day, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQ day, multivites, 1 a day, triple omega, 369 Q day, glycosamine, chondroitin, 1,500 milligrams a day, period. Social history, review assistance is negative for nausea and vomiting. The patient denies palpitations, chest pain, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, shortness of breath. Denies hematemesis, melanoma, hematochezia. Reports nocturia times one. Patient denies symptoms of prostatism. Does report edema formation when he started the new medication, period. Physical examination, weight 217 pounds, blood pressure taken the right arm 140 over 90, heart rate of approximately 68 in regular. HENT was nomospheric, atraumatic, pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, conjunctiva was pink. Fundoscopic examination was attempted in the left eye, which showed possibly arterial or narrowing, could not be totally visualized. Posterior pharynx was benign, neck supple without adenopathy, carotids were 1 plus and symmetrical without Bruise. Thyroid was somewhat generous, non-nodular in nature, no deviation of the trachea. Lung fields were cleared, auscultation as well as percussion. Cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm without gallop or rub, 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur, her vessel on the left sternal border, no diastolic murmur could be heard. Examination, peripheral pulse B1 plus and symmetrical to radial brachial, femorals are not tested, popliteal was 1 plus, prosalis pes was 1 plus, abdomen, scaphoid soft, bowel sounds were normal active, nocus organomegaly or masses were appreciated, no Bruise was present, there was no CVA tenderness, genitourinary not examined, rectal exam was deferred, extremities failed to reveal any edema, plus 2 clubbing, no cyanosis, neurologic, detender reflex not tested, motor was approximately 4 over 5 and symmetrical, period. Laboratory. Laboratory values at this time are significant for a white blood cell count of 7,400, hemoglobin hematocrit of 14.2 and 44.8, platelet count of 292,000, sodium of 145, potassium of 4.1, CO2 of 31, B1 and creatinine of 18 and 1.5, with a calcium of 9.5, an albumin of 4.3, liver functions that were normal, and a uric acid level of 7.3, period. No ultrasounds have been obtained. I do not have a chest x-ray, EKG, or echocardiogram. Discussion and plan. Discussion and plan. Gary, I've had an extensive conversation with the patient explaining the significance of the serum creatinine as it relates to potential GFR, as well as discussing the mechanisms of actions of his medications and the potential possibility that we may have to tailor this regimen if blood pressure continues at the range that it is today. Period. Paragraph. In view of the fact that this patient deserves a secondary workup to assure no secondary causes, given him now being on 4 different antihypertensive medications, we will obtain a duplex renal ultrasound of the kidneys, as well as I will obtain records of Dr. John Reed regarding his previous echocardiogram, correction, from Dr. Joel Erickson, obtain his echocardiogram, and have him return to see me, period. The paragraph. Gary, I am assuming that with your approval, if his blood pressure remains at this level, I will obviously want to go back up on the amlodipine fraction of his tribenzor, and I may even discontinue this agent, as I do not think treating this patient with both hydrochlorothiazide and Lasix therapy for the purposes of elimination of salt and water retention necessitates both medications, period. New paragraph. Gary, as usual, thank you very much for allowing me to assist the management of your patient's renal disease. We will also obtain a 24-hour urine to determine his exact GFR, follow along with you, period. Respectfully and best of wishes, Carl Wilson, MD, period. Next patient's name is Bernardi, first name is Greg. Please CC one copy to Dr. Ian Anderson, Dr. David Lee at UCSF Renal Transplant, and one copy to the Alexander Valley Medical Group. Patient's here today with a chief complaint of a kidney transplant. History of present illness. History of present illness. Mr. Bernardi is a 50-year-old gentleman with chronic allograft nephropathy who was seen recently December 27th with severe scrotal edema, at which time he had previously been initiated on alternative medications, and this was thought to be significant volume retention, for which I instituted 2.5 milligrams of Zoroxilin prior to each Lasix dose twice a day in hopes of improving both blood pressure and fluid accumulation, period. The paragraph. At the time he was seen, his blood pressure was elevated that day at 148 over 90, period. Patient is here today reporting that he feels great, quote unquote, period. Past medical history includes end-stage renal disease, necessitating his first cadaveric transplant in 2004, secondary to focal sclerosis. Period. His course was complicated by recurrent focal sclerosis requiring plasmapheresis times 2, as well as IVIG and rituximab, period. New paragraph. Patient has a history of an immune deficiency disorder and received IVIG, period. New paragraph. An infected wound in his right lower extremity required hospitalization last year for VAC drainage and antibiotic therapy, which is now healed, period. Current medications. Current medications are unchanged since December 27, 2012. With the exception, he's also taking metolazone, 2.5 milligrams PO, 30 minutes prior to each Lasix dose, period. Review of systems negative for nausea and vomiting. Appetite is described as good. There's been complete resolution in scrotal edema. He denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea or shortness of breath. Physical examination, weight 188.5 pounds, up a half a pound, blood pressure taken in the left arm of 152 over 80, lung fills are clear, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm, abdomen fills are transplanted, kidney in the right lower quadrant, extremities reveal plus two pitting edema of the lower extremities, and his scrotal edema has totally resolved, period. Physical exam... Laboratory. Laboratory values at this time obtained 117, 13, show a BUN and creatinine of 24 and 1.9. This is not too dissimilar to his prior values prior to the recent bump in creatinine, with the last creatinine at his visit on December 27th being 1.8, period. Potassium level of 3.9, CO2 at 25, hemoglobin hematocrit of 10.5 and 33.3 with a white blood cell count of 8,250, a platelet count of 327,000, phosphorus of 3.9, cyclosporin level now 100 on his current dose of 100 milligrams twice a day of GenGraft, period. Urine analysis showing specific gravity of 1020, pH of 5, 4 plus protein, 2 plus blood, no cells. Uric acid of 7.2, period. Discussion and plan. Patient's blood pressure at this time is 140 over 80. He is significantly less edematous, including complete resolution of his scrotal edema despite a stable weight, now on a combination of Lasix and Zoroxilin therapy, period. Patient remains in sinus rhythm on Calan CR 240 milligrams a day. and therefore we will make no changes in his medication. It should be noted that at the time of his last visit, to assure we are not dealing with any issue of a mass effect or of a DVT, an ultrasound was ordered, but neither of which were done because the next day after Xeroxylin institution, the patient reports this as resolved, period, in paragraph. Therefore, we will make no changes in his current medication and suggest that he return back to see us in about 3 months, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you.